This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's List.
I was watching Married at First Sight last night, and I had a few thoughts running through my mind. One of them was that Tracy licks her top lip whenever she's stressed. And I was like, it's very odd that I know that about someone that I've never actually met in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it only just occurred to me that these are real people, and watching them has given me this weird little insight into their personal lives.
Yeah, right.
Like, normally I just watch it as if they're actors.
Yeah.
But there were a few other thoughts that crossed my mind while watching Married at First Sight as well. And I'm pretty sure they could be related to any reality show.
Okay.
Number one.
Where do they find these people?
Exactly what I think every time.
Honestly, I've not met a person like that in my everyday life. So where the hell are they finding them?
I don't know.
Number two.
On what foreign land are these people called experts in their field? Because their success rate is pretty bloody low.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, how can they still be called experts?
I don't know.
Mm.
Number three.
Oh, the dramatic music's begun. Get the popcorn out.
Number four.
Is it just me, or do these guys sound scripted?
I didn't want to bring that up. But sometimes when you were mentioning just before, they're real people, I just don't know.
I don't know either. Or maybe it's just like the fifth time they've had to say it because they didn't get the right shot.
Yeah.
And so then they do sound
cameraman wasn't ready.
Yeah, maybe.
Number five.
All right, where's the producer that set this one up? We all know this didn't happen naturally. She shouldn't have been there.
Number six.
Is it in the rules that all girls must have some form of plastic surgery in order to apply?
Seems to be.
Or is it just that popular these days?
Yeah, maybe.
Number seven.
This is utter rubbish. I can't wait for the next episode.
I'm never watching this show again until tomorrow night.
I would never say that. I'm very much invested.
Yes,
I know that it's trash TV, but I love it.
I bought a new TV the other day. I haven't been able to watch it because my wife is just like, nope, Married at First Sight's on. I'm booking the lounge room.
That's totally fair. Mm. I kicked my boyfriend out to watch it too.
Went to bed early last night because...
nothing else to do.
Pretty much. Now, Gab, let's talk stats because we stumbled across some interesting but also very worrying stats when it comes to weight issues. Now, one that I found, overweight and obese children at greater risk of getting asthma and even cancer. Now, this comes from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, and they did a study of people sort of under 25, and children and teens were 35% more likely to have asthma if they were obese or overweight. Now, that is worrying.
It is very worrying, especially due to the fact that in the past, Queensland has been called one of Australia's fattest states.
That is correct.
And recently, more stats were revealed where it says Mackay does top the list of the state's heaviest population. However, our region is not far behind.
No, not at all.
So all of Queensland, you know, is in the same basket, but our region really needs to start looking at how we can reverse these stats, make them better, try to reduce those obesity rates.
And overweight weights. Yeah, and that's the thing. I think the stat is 60% of Queenslanders are deemed overweight.
62.9.
Yeah, that is just, it's too much. It's really too much.
I think anything is too much, but yeah, you're right. It is too much. And, you know, everyone needs to maybe consider what they're doing lifestyle-wise because our bodies were made to move.
Yeah, that's right.
Our bodies are made to, you know, just be fed good food, and I know it's tough. It can be very difficult to live a healthy life.
But you can be thinking, you could hear these stats and go, well, you know what, I'm not lazy. Don't, you know, I might be a little overweight, but it's not because I'm lazy. And it doesn't have to be. It can be just because of your work life. You know, maybe you don't have a work-life balance. It's all work.
Yeah. So, well, I'll be the first to put my hand up.
Yeah.
Since joining Breakfast Radio, I've put on a number of kilos. I'm not going to say the number because it's quite upsetting. But I have tried to turn that around in the recent weeks, recent months, you know, going to F45, trying to get fit, trying to eat healthier. And it's just like little steps that actually make that journey happen.
Well, speaking of journeys, I think we should get on to somebody that probably knows a little bit more about that kind of stuff than us. You know, like, I don't know, just top of mind, someone like Michelle Bridges, say, or The Commando. We can try for them, and then
they're pretty busy people, though.
Yeah,
but you
and
know,
we are who we are.
So. we can try to throw our weight around and get them. That was a terrible pun.
Yeah, it wasn't
and
good.
I didn't even mean to.
we'll try for them. But you know, as I said, we are who we are. So we'll probably get somebody just jogging by the
PT,
studio.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But we'll try and get some answers and see how we go. It's Hamish and Gabby. Hit a fair.
A woman has ended her marriage to her husband because he would not buy her a shawarma.
What's a shawarma?
It's a kebab.
A kebab.
It's in Egypt. They call it a shawarma in Egypt.
Yep.
And she was like, you know, pretty hungry for lunch. And she asked her husband to buy her a shawarma. And he was just like, mate, I just bought you a juice. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, right.
And she was furious. Yep. They'd only been married 40 days. And she was already worried about his stinginess before this occurrence.
Yeah.
And then when he was like, no, I'm not buying for you, she's like, I'm out. I'm tapping out of this relationship. And then he came back and he's like, you know what? She was just trying to exploit my wealth.
Yeah.
Because how dare she ask for a sandwich even after getting a beverage?
Yeah.
I bought her a juice.
That's right.
What more does she want?
I think it's all her fault, to be honest. She should have just done baby steps. So don't go full out for the full shawarma. Just go, look, can I have a club shawarma? Or maybe even just a Tim Tam, just something a little less expensive and work the way up to the full shawarma.
I don't think they have Tim Tams in Egypt, but I get your
suggestion. The equivalent of a Tim Tam.
I don't know. I think a shawarma is, I think that's an expected thing in a relationship. If you're hungry, your partner should buy you a kebab, especially at 4 a.m. That's just the rules of a relationship.
Well, did she ask at 4 a.m?
Probably.
Maybe she asked at the wrong time of the day. Maybe she asked, you know, just after lunch, like a mid-afternoon snack. She's like, wait, hang on a second. You've just had lunch. Now I've got you a juice and you want more lunch on top of that. I don't think that's right. Anyway,
she has divorced this guy because he wouldn't buy her a kebab. So we want to know on 13, 12, 16, the lamest excuse for a breakup that's ever been used on you, you've ever used, or you've just heard from a third party.
What have you used in the past, Gab? What have you used?
Well, I was dating a guy back in the day when I was quite a bit younger.
Yes.
And he was just about to get his driver's license, but I knew I wanted to break up with him.
Yeah.
So I was like, mate, I'm sorry. We live so far apart. We can't see each other very regularly because neither of us drive yet. It's just too hard. This is just not working for me.
Long distance like, relationships.
Yeah. You know, we lived 30 minutes apart.
Yeah,
it was just too difficult.
It's too far.
And he's like, but I'm about to get my license. I'm like, yeah, but you don't have it yet. It's 2 weeks too late. I've got to go.
Yeah.
And I knew that I had to do it then and there. Otherwise, I had no excuses past that point.
You'd have to come up with something else. Mm. I had somebody break up with me because I have ugly feet, which was nice.
Yeah.
It's my own fault. Should have kept my shoes on.
Is that a lame excuse?
Probably not. All right, 13, 12, 16, we want to hear from you. What excuse have you used? Lamest the better. Luke is on the line, mate. What excuse have you used?
Well, back to my high school days, I broke up with a girl over a haircut.
Wow.
Did she cut it off short or something?
She looked like a dude.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. And when you're fully macking on, you know, there can be that where you're going, well, hang on a second, people might think, and, you know, and
it's
judge.
It's not about what other people think, though, and it shouldn't be on superficial things like haircuts. I cut my hair off when I was in high school.
Did you?
Didn't have a boyfriend at the time.
There
didn't get one when I had it cut off either.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, looking back, I feel a bit bad about it because, it was pretty bad.
I must admit, I didn't, I tell myself this anyway, I didn't ask a girl out because she had a short haircut.
Oh, Hamish.
I think she was well out of my league anyway, to be honest, and it was a fear factor. But
some girls pull off the short hair so well.
Yeah, they do. Mm. All right, cheers for that, Luke.
Now on, no worries. Now on to Ashley on 13, 12, 16. Ashley, what excuse did you use?
It was back when I was still in grade 8. I actually told my girlfriend at the time my fish had died.
I need time to grieve. I need my space. We can't do this anymore.
Wow. How did she take that?
Yeah, you can imagine how well it went down.
Yeah. Oh, that
poor fish that died.
Every girlfriend. Oh, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, lost another fish. Uh-oh.
Gotta go. That is gold.
There's a massive toy fair going on in the States at the moment in New York. It happens every single year. It would be awesome to go and check
out. So
cool. Where it's a showcase, obviously, of all the toys, the new season toys that are coming out for the year. And every year there's a different trend that all sort of toy companies tend to follow. They think they put their cash behind one certain item, for instance, whether it be different kinds of hula hoop, for instance, or or a remote control car.
Yeah, they really want to showcase that one particular product.
Yeah. Drones, for instance. Drones for kids was a huge one a couple of years back. Well, take a guess at what it is this year.
If it's Furbies, I'm out.
No, it's not Furbies.
I'm tapping out of life.
Nope, not Furbies. Toys are going
Polly
to
Polly Pockets.
No, toys are going to the toilet. Apparently,
what?
They're toilet-related toys.
Oh, you know, like Baby Born, where she does poops and wees.
Yeah, but no. These are, it's all inspired by the fact that people are quite keen on the poo emoji. So there's a whole bunch of poo-related characters. So you've got a game called Flush and Frenzy. there's a water squirting game called Toilet Trouble.
That sounds horrible.
There's, for those who like to throw their poo against the wall, there's something called Sticky the Poo, which is, you know, those, you get those little sticky characters to throw against the wall and they climb. Climb down.
Yes.
Yeah, they do that with the poop.
As long as it doesn't leave residue on its way, I'm all right with that.
Okay, so there's Sticky the Poo, and if you want a sparkly version, there's Sticky the Unicorn Poo.
Yes.
Which you can throw against the wall or window and it'll climb down.
I
and there's
that.
Something else called Flush Force, which is made by a toy maker called Spin Master, and it sells 150 coin-sized mutant critters that you keep in a little toy toilet. So it's your chance to
collect
the different critters.
The different poos.
Different names like Poogie, Skidmark and Dumpling. So it's definitely gone to the toilet this season.
Well, my birthday's coming up, Hamish. I'd really appreciate if you could please get me a Sticky the Unicorn Poo.
Sticky the Unicorn Poo.
It's
all
on
right.
my birthday list.
Okay, I will add that to the list of things I was going to buy you.
I appreciate that. There's a government senator, Linda Reynolds, who has called for a debate on mixed gender teams in Australia's elite sports.
Right.
So she's in the Turnbull government and she's called for a national debate on introducing these mixed gender competitions to professional sports, asking why women are segregated from competing against men in codes like AFL, NRL and rugby union.
Oh, wow.
So singling out the three sports that I would be way too scared to play against men in.
Yep.
Because, you know, when it comes down to it, genetically, we are different in physical
composition.
Yep. Exactly. Men just have more muscle than women naturally.
Yep.
That's just how we were created.
Yep.
And so when it comes down to it, it's not really a fair competition if women are playing against men or vice versa, even in a mixed gender kind of situation for contact sports.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, there might be some sports out there that it would be okay. Mm. Maybe tennis. Maybe netball, basketball, soccer,
but even
cricket.
Netball and basketball can have a contact element to them. I know they're not meant to, but they can. And even that can be an issue, I guess, sometimes as well.
Yeah.
If you see, and I know at an elite, we're talking at an elite level, and there are mixed teams at lower levels, which are fine. But even at those lower levels, you can see that sometimes things get a little rough and a little one-sided in the roughness.
And when you look at those sports at the lower level that are mixed, a lot of the time they're social sports.
Yeah.
But they do have kind of rules that have been tweaked a little bit so that, you know, the females aren't being completely railroaded by the males.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, when you play mixed Oztag, for example, well, I know when I played, there were rules to say that you couldn't be that hands-on with the girls.
Yep.
There had to be so many girls on the field, so it couldn't be a full team of men against half a team of men and women.
Yep.
And then there was also more points if a female scored to encourage the men to actually pass the ball to the girls, because there was an issue there where the guys were just playing amongst themselves because they didn't trust that the girls could do the same kind of job.
Yep.
And so they had to, you know, and that's just an encouragement type situation to make it a bit more fair. But they had to change the rules in order for the girls and guys to play together.
Yeah, right.
So when you get to an elite level, you wouldn't be changing the rules and you wouldn't expect the rules to be changing. But I just don't see it working. I don't, especially in such sports as NRL, AFL and rugby. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the injuries?
Well, you never know. You never know. Well, 13, 12, 16, we want to know what you think. Mm. Should there be mixed sport at an elite level?
And if it's going to be an elite level, it has to be the whole way through.
Yeah.
Because you've got to be training in that fashion in order
true.
To get there.
That's
so
true.
Should there be mixed sports?
All right. We want to know what you think. 13, 12, 16. Luke's on the line. Luke, what do you reckon?
I reckon because I play soccer myself. I don't mind it because it's not physical as what the sports you and Gabby just listed a couple of minutes ago. But when it comes to more physical stuff, I reckon it should be only to the genders. But when you get to like soccer and less contacted sports, I understand that totally.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, I've played mixed netball before, and it was fantastic. Like, I had tall guys defending me when I was trying to shoot, which sucked, but that's just because I'm short.
You are short.
But there's taller girls out there, and they would have been fine.
Yeah, they would have. They would have. Pretty much everybody else would have been fine. Shorty?
Yeah. I had a wild in the shooter position. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was, clearly. I'm guessing you didn't win a lot of games.
Not when I was in that No. Yeah. Luke, we totally agree, though. But when it comes to, like, rugby league, you don't think you should mix them up?
Because I've been through the injuries, and I've seen in any elite level, as you've been saying, that that it is more dominant, that the men can have more muscle and it can hurt the women a lot more. And I actually 100% agree with that, because I've been through that and seen multiple sports here in Toowoomba where I've seen women get more injured than men, but when it comes to the girls trying to hit the boys, they're like, oh, you got, can you get me harder or something? But I understand when it comes to, like, the soccer, I'd play a soccer tournament.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, in Toowoomba, we're both genders. We let both genders in because we're not physical, it's some of our sports. But when it comes to injuries and all that stuff, I do understand and do agree for both of you.
Yeah.
All right, so if we go on, it depends on the sport.
Totally depends on the sport and the amount of contact within that sport.
There has been a rise in popularity in dash cams and all that kind of stuff. So people can not only film what other people are doing on the roads, but sometimes with these dash cams you can film yourself for some reason driving along. And there's a guy...
Why would you want that?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, but maybe it also it films you but also what's happening behind you. I don't really know. So just
maybe,
in case you get rear-ended.
Someone, right. That makes sense.
Well, that's what happened with this guy. His name is Brian, and he was rear-ended, and he filmed the whole thing. And here's a little slice of what went down as he was. He was actually coming back from the vets with his dog, and a lady ran up the back of him.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
So they pulled over. They swapped details and all that kind of stuff. And it was truly an accident. This lady had both hands on the wheel. She was pretty much concentrating on what she was doing, mostly. but she wasn't on her phone or anything like that.
Were they
it was a true
traffic
accident.
Lights, or were they roundabout, or were they just driving along the road?
He basically had pulled to a stop in order to turn at a T-junction, and she just came in behind him. Yeah, it's weird.
Very odd.
But true accident, okay? Not one of these, as I said, not it's not phone-related or anything like that. And so they swap details and everything is fine. The reason that people are hearing about this, though, is the fact that he only had this brand spanking new car for 6 days.
Oh.
6 days and he was rear-ended.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah, that's right. But it's happened to me.
Really?
I've only bought one new car in my time and I'll never buy another new car. Not that I don't like new cars. I think they're fantastic. But I just had bad luck with this new car. Within a week... I had been slammed by a bus down the side of my car.
Ouch.
Right down, like, three panels.
Yeah.
So it was just... And I'm like, oh, never again. Never again will I buy a new car.
The only damage I've ever had on my cars in the past have been because of stupid mistakes on my behalf.
Yeah, right.
Like hitting a pole in a car park because I didn't realise it was there. It was in my blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or reversing into a tree on my very first day of work at a different radio station.
Yeah, right.
And this was a notorious tree that had been hit many a time.
Jumps out at you.
Well, there was a tree and a pole, and if you're looking at one, you hit the other.
Yeah, right.
That's always what happened, and it was my first day, and I just kept driving because I'm like, I don't want anyone to know that just happened. But it was a fairly new car too. I was devo.
Yeah, that's right. So I want to know on 13, 12, 16 this morning, how long has it taken you to put a dent in your car?
Yeah.
Like for me, it was less than 7 days. This guy, 6 days, brand new car.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a brand new car. It can be a new
Any
to
car.
You car.
Exactly. Even if it's a new used car.
Exactly. How long has it taken you to throw a dent into it? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. And Bianca is on the line right now on 13, 12, 16. How long did it take you to dent it?
Thankfully, it was 2 years.
Ooh,
my first ever brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid mistake. I reversed into a concrete water trough.
Well, that's pretty low. Yeah. Like, that would be easy to miss.
Yeah, easy. The worst thing was I got out and had a look. And you know the reflectors in the bottom corner of your, like, your back end?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I had just smashed those and went, oh, perfect, thank God, easy fix. You know, I can go down to super cheap. Wasn't until I got back to work and actually walked around and had a proper look. I had crumpled the whole left side of my rear guard.
No way.
So, about $2,500.
Oh, no.
Ouch. At least so, it was 2 years in.
Yeah, true. Wasn't new, but still just, oh, stupid error.
And it's what,
human error.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm. When it's car versus pole and you're backing into it, whatever, it's really just, it's your fault.
Yeah.
You've got no one else to blame. It's not like the pole or trough in this case jumped out of nowhere.
No, and it had been there for about 100 years. So I've been around that long, but
yeah.
I knew it was there.
And now it's moved slightly to the left.
That's it. Thanks, Bianca. Thanks, now Bianca. On to...
No problem. Have a good day.
Yeah, you
okay,
too.
You too. Vicky now on 13, 12, 16. Vicky, when did you dent your car?
Oh, I didn't dent my car. My partner dented his brand new Holden Commodore.
How long did it take him?
2 hours.
Oh! No! How did he do it?
Brought it back to our work depot, showed it to me, went to take it to a friend's place. They were all admiring it. He goes to leave and back into a tree.
Oh, no!
So he can't even blame it on anyone else.
Oh, no. Jesus, I was so glad he did the first inch in it.
Because have you done ones afterwards?
Oh, I've had a few little dents. So I had bought a brand new wagon and had complaints about the paintwork on it. So 3.5 months later, I cleared an intersection on a yellow light and had a bloke run a red and T-boned it.
Oh.
We were joking that was one way to get the car paint fixed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a pretty dangerous way to do it.
Yeah,
wow.
I wouldn't be taking that option too often, to be honest, Vicky.
No. The only
decent
accident I ever had, and I wrecked the car off 3.5 months after I bought it.
Wow.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.